We have in many ways failed the mountain.
Governor David Ige says Mauna Kea is a very special place, and not all parties involved have done right from a cultural or natural resource perspective. But the governor says he respects the rights of the 30-meter telescope team, the rights of protesters, and Hawaii laws.
TMT has the right to proceed with construction, and they may proceed as far as I'm concerned. And we will support and enforce their right to do so. We also acknowledge the right to peacefully protest this activity. We will protect the right and also will act to ensure the public safety and the right to use our roadways for lawful purposes.
The governor acknowledged the project is in litigation. In the meantime, he intends to change the management of the entire summit by establishing a Mauna Kea Cultural Council to work with the Board of Land and Natural Resources and his office to do a better job. Organizing the council is ongoing. He will also honor the University of Hawaii's lease for the summit, which expires in 2033. But Governor Ige says the UH must do a better job in the future.
The university must formally and legally bind itself to the commitment that this is the last area on the mountain where a telescope project will be contemplated or sought. The university must decommission one telescope to begin this year and at least 25% of all telescopes gone by the time the TMT is ready for operation.
The governor would like to develop future access rules, which would be handled by the Native Hawaiian community, and have the UH return 10,000 acres of land not used for astronomy to the Department of Land and Natural Resources. In addition, he would like the UH to revisit the issue of greater payments by the existing 13 telescopes now and in the future, and require TMT to increase support to Native Hawaiian students interested in science and technology. The governor says the UH will provide a schedule to complete all of these requirements.
We are working with the university and will come up with a specific task-oriented timeline through the end of the year. I do expect to be able to at least identify the actions required and then set deadlines and timeline. So we definitely will have a more specific and full task list and schedule in the coming weeks.
The governor has not been in contact with the TMT project team, but says the activities of Native Hawaiians and scientists can and should coexist on Mauna Kea. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.